Gemara says about Mitzia, that's because Beis and Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamaskeh Beis Chaver, somebody rents out a house to his friend, Al-Soich Al-Asis and Mezuzah. The Chiv Mezuzah is on the person moving in, the renter, not the owner of the house. The person renting the house is Mechuyah to the Mezuzah. Kishu Yetzeh, Lo Yitlenu Biyodav Yetzeh. And when he leaves, the person renting the house, let's say rents it for a year or two, when it's time for him to leave, he should not take his Mezuzah with him. He has to leave the Mezuzah. So Lachan Hilchus Mezuzah that he has to leave the Mezuzah. I heard a Maisa, this is pretty common, and people go up to bungalow colonies in the summertime, where they rent homes for the summer in the mountains. They're renting, if there's no mezuzah, they have to put up a mezuzah. So somebody, he rented a bungalow or a summer home in the mountains, and he put up very nice mezuzahs. He put up very expensive mezuzahs for the summer. And at the end of the summer, he knew this halacha. At the end of the season, he knew this halacha. He has to leave the mezuzah. But he felt, why should I leave such expensive mezuzahs? Let me take off my expensive mezuzahs and I'll leave cheap mezuzahs. I'm leaving a mezuzah. I'll leave less expensive mezuzahs. They'll be kosher, but not so costly. Not so mehuda. And that's what he did. When he came back to the city, he went into the Satmar Rebbe on Shalom, not the Satmar Rebbe. And he asked the Satmar Rebbe if he did the right thing. He's just saying, Acha Maisa. He asked, did he do the right thing? And the Satmar Rebbe told him no. And Satmar Rebbe's answer was, the way I saw the Maisa, his lesson was, Mirit Nishayim Kem Mezuzahs. You don't touch Mezuzahs. You didn't do the right. You should have left the original more expensive. And not only that, you should go back immediately and put back those original Mezuzahs. And the Yid told him, it's all the way up in the mountains, it's a far trip. It's a little scary, a little dangerous. Also, there's no one there, it's deserted, there's a bungalow colony now, and it's hard for him to go today. Can he go maybe on Sunday, a different day? And the Rebbe told him, no, he must go back immediately. And that was his psak. I was looking into it, and I did find in the Das Kedoshim from the Goyen HaKadosh, Rebbe Batashi, who was known as, he was the Mechaber of the Eish HaAvram, that's printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, you have Eish HaAvram, and there's also Sefer Medas Kedosh, a famous Sefer, in Hilchos Mezuzah, your day is from Reis Tadar Aleph, he paskens faket. He brings in the same Shaila. He just says, Bapshitas, that no, you could, the halachos, you have to leave Mezuzah, but you don't have to leave the same Mezuzah. You want to replace, Mamash, the same Shaila, you want to replace the less expensive Mezuzah, you're allowed to. And I saw Minchas Yitzchak from Diane Weiss on Moshanam, Chelkeis, in a Kufiyud space, he brings the Das Kedoshim and he tries to explain his Shita, the Fiyud of the Apaiskim. What's the shail over here? I'm thinking, you know, with them is we should look at Rishonim a little bit closer in Bamatzia. What's the reason why you have to leave the mezuzah? But just thinking about it, Kenzan and shaila is what's the reason you have to leave the mezuzah? You have no mochiyev, you're not living there. There's no mitzvah. The next person moves in, it's his responsibility. Why are you leaving the chayyim? It's a din and cover of the mezuzah. It's not a cover for the mezuzah to take it off. You have to be mechaber the mezuzah. The chayyim, that's the holy news. So if it's din of cover the mezuzah, the chayyim, that's the satnas, the satn rebbe svar. Some rebbe svar is you can't go take it off and put up a cheaper one, and that's also not a covet. But it could be the Das Kedoshim holds that's not a chesaron in the covet of the mezuzah. The chesaron of covet of the mezuzah would be to take it off and to leave nothing. But as long as you replace it with the kosher mezuzah, that's not a problem. So that's the shaila over here. Okay, so getting back to this ikka halacha that when a person leaves a dira, he has to leave his mezuzah. And the kivega in the end of Siman Tes has a shaila when the next person moves in, which is very common, when the person moves into an apartment and the vizier living there before, and the year before left the mezuzahs on, kalacha, does the next person that moves in make a bracha? He's not hanging up mezuzahs. He comes into it. Normally, a person makes a bracha when he hangs up the mezuzah. When you move into a house and you hang up a new mezuzah, you make a bracha with a clear mezuzah. Over here, when you move into an apartment that has a mezuzah ready, which is very common, do you make a bracha? Yes. You do have to make a bracha. Since it's a pasha, it's near a pasha that you make a bracha. Because you're being mekayim in the mitzvah. When you move into a diru, even though it has mezuzah already, you're still in the mitzvah of mezuzah. You're kind of the mitzvah of living in the diru with the mezuzah. That's the mitzvah. The reason we don't make a bracha every minute or every hour or every day on a mezuzah is because it's hemshech. There's no hefsek. Once we hang up on mezuzahs, we have that mitzvah constantly. The emes is every single day we have a mitzvah of mezuzah on all the rooms that are chayv mezuzah. The fact that we have a mezuzah up there, we can't have a mitzvah every single day. It's many, many mitzvahs. But there's no new bracha because there's no hesek. But when a person moves in for the first time, this is a brand new mitzvah for him. He's being mekayim.
He says there's no hesek, doesn't he? Because he's steadily living there. He's allowed to come in, but that's
called the... Right.
From one summer to the next summer, is there something like that?
We're going to get that. Well, that's for sure not. No. If you leave for a whole year...
So every time you go into Bangalore?
According to Mekiveg. Yeah, well, we're going to get to the Tzum, even when you leave for a few days, it talks about it. But right now we're talking about when you move into a brand new apartment, and it's not brand new, I mean, someone was living there before you, and the Yid left the mezuzah on the way he was supposed to, kalacha, and you come in, now you have a new mitzvah.
What's going to be the Lashon HaBrocha?
So the Kiri doesn't say. He doesn't say. He just says that near Pasha that you would make a bracha. And we're going to see soon the Kivega is choisa from this. But in the beginning, the Kivega's first svar is that you would have to make a bracha. So Tischei Tshuva in your day, it's Reish Targal Spandal, and he brings down the Kivega, and he says the Kivega is makatsa. He doesn't always bring down his makayrus. The Kivega's children in the Chodoma of his Tshuvas, they write that Kivega very often is makatsa, and he doesn't bring down the makayrus, what he's basing it on. But Dr. Tischei Tshuva is poshut that the Kivega is basing it on Mogen Abram. Interesting, the Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Tzitzis. In Siman Yutes, Sifkat Aleph, the Magen Avraham talks about a similar shayla. The Magen Avraham doesn't talk about moving into a deer that had a mezuzah from the previous owner. He talks about someone moves into a new house, which gets new construction, but he hung up his mezuzah early. He hung up his mezuzah before he moved in. I guess he did the wrong thing. Before he moved in, he already hung up his mezuzah. At that time, he didn't make a bracha because there was no... There's no mitzvah yet. It's new construction, and he wasn't moving in yet. He hung up the mezuzah, and a month later, when he moved in, Zatam Magen Avraham, he made a mistake. The time to hang it up was the day you move in. It's a busy day, moving day, but that's the right time to hang up the mezuzah and make a bracha like a mensch. But this person, he hung it up early when there was no mitzvah. So now he's moving into his house with the mezuzah. Zatam Magen Avraham, now is when he first starts his kiyum mitzvah. When he moves in is when the chalais ki and mitzvah the mezuzah, and Zatam Magen Avraham, you should make a bracha. And the Magen Avraham says, since you're not hanging it up now, you hung it up a month early, you can't make the standard bracha of l'kvoya mezuzah. We always say make a bracha, Shaki Shalom Mesesa Tzivanu, l'kvoya mezuzah, to attach, to fix the mezuzah, to affix the mezuzah, to hang up the mezuzah. So instead the Magen Avraham says, you should make nusach shavi, Shaki Shalom Mesesa Tzivanu, modu babai sheish per mezuzah. Kach nearly. So this Magen Avraham, a whole new bracha. You should make a bracha. The midst of Lord of Abai Shishu Mezuzah, that I'm to live in a house with the Mezuzah. I found it very interesting. Why didn't the Magen Avraham just say the bracha should be Al Mitzvah Mezuzah? But like we have on Tfilin, we have a bracha of Laniach Tfilin on the Mice of putting on Tfilin, we have a bracha Al Mitzvah Tfilin. So if you're not going to say Lekvoyah Mezuzah, why don't you just make the Nusach Bracha Al Mitzvah Mezuzah? Terek says the Magen Avraham still wants
why
the
bracha.
Because he's not hanging. Lekvoyah means hanging.
Why does that Mezuzah live?
Well, because it's always better to make the bracha on the mice.
The mitzvah is not confused.
You can live in this house, you have to hang up a mezuzah, so it's all part of the tzibah.
It's the same thing, you make a nidus chomps, you know, you have
to right. I think Shaz Magen Avraham still feels that if you're able to make a bracha in a nusach of a mice, it's always better, like what I'm doing. So what am I doing here? I'm Lord of Abayi Shish Mezuzah. I'm living in it. I'm doing the Eveshish Mitzvah, living in a house of Mezuzah. So it's interesting, the Sukha de Baruch. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Magen Avraham's case is not so common. It's talking about Mecher, someone that made a mistake, that he hung up the Mezuzah too early, before he moved in. He hung it up a month before he moved in. And that's what he created this bracha for. But the Kveg is basing his shayin on the Magen Avraham. Kveg is a more common case. A person moves into an apartment that has a mezuzah because someone lived there previously and left the mezuzah on kalacha the way he's supposed to, like we said. And so Tischei Tshuva says, even though Kivega doesn't say it, Mestam the Kivega means that the bracha you should make should be like the Magen Avraham says. The bracha will be, Yeshek Shem Zizvanu, Lord of Abai Shesh for mezuzah. That's what the Kivega means. It doesn't say what the Nusach, but that's the Chayyar what he means. But then, afterwards, the Kivega brings down that the Bikki Yosef over there in Hilchos Tzitzis, you know, talks about the Magen Avraham and he's chaylik. The Bikki Yosef has two times in the Magen Avraham. His first time in the Magen Avraham is Zoshin is Vizui Shakoshon Lachadish Bracha Shavay Nizkar B'Shasa Paiskim. He finds it very schwer to go in Machadish Aholnu Bracha. If you can't make the Bracha of the Kvoya Mezuzah, tied to Bikki Yosef, then don't make any Bracha. Finish. You're doing it. You'll have a mitzvah. You'll move into a house with a mezuzah. You'll be having a mitzvah, but you cannot make a bracha because you can't go invent and create your own bracha with chazal and say. So Instead, that's the first big time of the Gesa. So you make no bracha. The Kivega seems to pass like this big Yosef, not like the Magen Avraham. Why is he passing the big Yosef, not like the Magen Avraham? Maybe he held the big Yosef's kashas. Also, the Magen Avraham is them is Boshin Efsha. The whole Magen Avraham says Boshin Efsha. Efsha, you should make this bracha. And the big Yosef says Bepshitis that that's not the way to do it. That could be another reason Kivega passes like the big Yosef. And one more reason is I saw in the Shavuos Meishav Dov from the Netziv, the Netziv says he brings down this Magen Avraham to make this Nusach HaBracha, and he says Loyinu Rabbanan Kashoy, we never saw the Elder Rabbanan be knowing this way to make such a bracha. So it could be the Kivega was learning from Minig Oilam. Minig Oilam is not to make such a bracha. That's why he held the halacha was like a big Yosef. I was thinking, you know, if the big Yosef's whole problem was on the Nusach HaBracha. Why? Right, not a common case. It could be the Mesh. Right,
he doesn't say
that.
He doesn't say
the Shloikidin. But the
Shloikidin,
right? Yeah,
I thought that he
was the Mesh. The Kivegas case is good. The Kivegas is more common. It could be the Sibis going to the Kivegas case also, that way we knew we're going to show you to do that way. To even people that move into houses make a bracha. I think that's what we do, but I don't think we make a bracha. Right. Well, nice. That's the nusach bracha that Chazal Chiveya. The eighth bracha was a very I was thinking, well, if the whole problem is the Nusach HaBracha, so why don't you have a simple 8, so when you move in, take off the mezuzah and put it right back on. Take it off, put it on, and you say, it's my mezuzah. So it could be the reason is, you know, once the mezuzah is up, maybe it's us to take it off. You're mechuyev, if you take it off for tachlis, to check it, obviously, that's b'hochi chayei rachmana, that's the mitzvah. But once there's a chiyev to have mezuzah, you have no head to maybe take it off, even for a few minutes. You'd be mevatel the mitzvah save for a few minutes. Another problem could be if you take it off and put it right back up immediately, that's not considered even doing anything. You took it off, you put it right back on. Even by B'digas Chametz, I think the Velt is like, if you put it back on the same day, if you check it off to check your mitzvah, you don't make another bracha, because it's too soon. It's all considered the same mitzvah. It's too soon. You took it off for such a short amount of time. So it could be that's why it's not Eitzah. But on the Ikka Machlokes of Magen Avraham and the Big Yosef, which is the being Medag in the Nusach HaBracha. That the Magen Avraham also agrees he can't make a bracha of the Kvoya Mezuzah, so therefore he says his Eitzah was make a different Nusach. Shek Shem says, Vanu Lodu Vai Shesh Mezuzah. And the Big Yosef says, you cannot change the Nusach HaBracha. L'chaya, this Machlokes, whether you could change the Nusach HaBracha or not, is the Peirush Gemara in Bracha, the famous Gemara. The Gemara Bracha says that Mem and Beis, Tanoi, Ro Pas V'Oma Kamano Pazu Baruch Makan Shabara. Somebody sees a piece of bread and he says, how beautiful is this bread? Baruch Makan Shabara. Or he says, or Roa Te'ena, he sees a, Te'ena is a fig, right? A fig. V'Oma Kamen, not Zeta, a fig. V'Oma Kamen Noa Te'ena Zu, says, how beautiful is this fig? Baruch HaMakam Shabara, Baruch HaMakam that created, Yotzi. He's Yotzi, so he could eat it. Instead of making the regular Baruch of Meitzach Menoret, so Baruch creates, he made his own Nusach HaBaruchah, he's Yotzi. Dibri Reb Meir, Yotzi Yoma, famous of Yoshishita, Kol Mashanam, Ve'esh Tovach Ham, Baruchah, so Yotzi Lecha Basli. Anyone that changes the Nusach HaBaruchah is not Yotzi. You have to make another bracha. You have to make a proper bracha for Eitz, a bracha might sing as minaris. You can't make your own nusach. So in Chayyah, this is a machlekes Magen Avraham and the Big Yosef. The Yosef is going like Yosi, Kom Shem Beish Tavach Chamim. You cannot change the nusach bracha. And the Magen Avraham is going like Remeir, that you could change the nusach. But that's fair, because the Magen Avraham Paskin is like a Yosi, that Kom Shem Beish Tavach Chamim. It's a bigger shinui. Over there, the machlokes is we able to make the standard nusach bracha and you go change it. That's not right. I mean that. Very good. That could be the machlokes. It could be Big Yosef learns this gemara as a klal. You never change the bracha. The Magen Avraham will say that even a mayo, he says you're able to make the bracha. That's why you don't change it. If you're not able to, you do change it. I was thinking more that over here the change is not so much. That's a completely different nusach bracha. Baruch Hamakan Shabara, Kamanot Nazu. It's a whole different nusach from Bari Priyei. Over here, you change it a little bit. So the kfoyim mezuzah, lo the bais shish mezuzah. Not such a big change.
Because you're stuck, so
Oh, that's what you're saying. Over here, the magen avraham holds because he has no choice. Right. Okay, very good. Yeah, I like that story. That could be the machlekes. I was thinking maybe a little bit the magen avraham l'shitas. There's an interesting magen avraham in Siman Samach Tanach Tefet and Gimel. B'shem the Ketzav Mishnah, and I think it's someplace else B'shem Chus Rashba. The Magen Avraham says on longer brachas, like in Shemoneh Esrei, if you make a mistake in the bracha, if you miss a few words, it's not makiv. If you change even a few words, the main thing is the psicha and the chesima. As long as you start off the bracha, if einu, and you end off the chesima properly, even if a person makes a mistake and misses a few words in the middle, it's up to Magen Avraham Yesa. Especially in longer brachas, so that could be this Magen Avraham Lishitasi. The Kol M'Shem Beish Tavu Chacham and brachas is lab dafka. It's only by a major shinui. It's only by more of a bigger shinui. Well, there's another Magen Avraham similar to this in Tavkas Tzadik Anas Tzivkat Nuches. But the emphasis is on that shayla where someone made a mistake in the middle of the bracha, he missed a word or two. That could be even the big yisef's meida. The big yisef also holds as long as you got the psich and the chesima the same. That's the main svar over here. That it's not called mashan meveish tocham. The big yisef's main taina on the magen avraham over here is when you made a major change in the bracha, you changed the whole to the way you did from the kvayim mezuzah to godu vayishish mezuzah. But then I was thinking that the chayyur, this whole machlekes magen avraham b'yeisa, the chayyur should be machlekes rishonim in hilchos singa sidayim. In hilchos singa sidayim, in siman kufnun tes sifchof, the shochet paskins that for the mitzvah in singa sidayim, you know you're supposed to use the keli and all the halacha of the keli, but you could also be tovel the yidayim in a mikveh. The halacha is if the person is on a picnic and there's a river, but there's a lake and the lake is a kosher mikveh, you have to know if it's Zeichlin or Ashbayrin, it's supposed to, if it's Meg Shom, it has to be Ashbayrin, no waves. If it's a Ma'ayin, then it could be even with waves. So you have to rub them overnight from that. But basically, if you have a kosher mikveh, like a lake, and a person dips his hands into the mikveh, he, without a keli, he does like a tefillah, instead of a tefillah, it's also, he could be eats anything else, Yidayim, for Hamaitzi, to eat bread. And we have on that, Machaitis Hushainim, and 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, what bracha do you make? The first sheet in Shulchan Aruch says, even though you're being toiled with Yidayim, you're sticking your hands in the water, the first sheet is the Rashba. The Rashba says, you still make the regular Nusach Ba'al Ting as Yidayim. And the second sheet is the Rambam, another Rishonim says, that you change the Nusach. You say, Al Ting as Yidayim. You're not doing the Ting. The Ting is a Lashon with a Keli, taking well. And the Ting as Yidayim is a Lashon of a Keli. Over here, you're doing Tvili. So your Nusach will be Al Ting as Yidayim. The Rashba holds, you keep the regular bracha of Alantin Asidayim, and his lashon is, Yish Bacha Masayim Mona. Included in, if you're supposed to give 100, you give 200, for sure you got the 100 in there. So same thing over here, Tvinga, for sure you got the Tvinga in there. So you are doing the mitzvah is Alantin Asidayim, you are being mechan the mitzvah and Tvinga Asidayim, but Tvila, for sure, you're doing it even better, you're being table on a mikvah. But the Rambam says you change the nusach. And this is not in Shas. This is Rishonim are inventing this whole nusach HaBracha. So in Chayr, the Magen Avraham is going around Mashita. The Mashita is that if he's going to change the oifen doing the mitzvah in a different way, you change the nusach HaBracha to the way you're doing it. And Lodu Bavai Sheshri Mezuzah. And the Big Yosef will be like the Rashba, that you're not supposed to change the nusach HaBracha. And by the Rashba's case, the Rashba rather held that even though you did Tvinga Sidayim, you're able to make the bracha on Tvinga Sidayim. But in our case, you can't say L'Kvoyim Mezuzah at all. You can't say, if the mitzvah be Al Mitzvah Mezuzah, you could say in any case. But since Chazal made the Nusach of L'Kvoyim Mezuzah, since you can't do it, because it holds, you cannot make the bracha at all. But then the Big Yosef says the second hand on the Magen Avraham, besides the problem with the bracha. He says a different story, which I think is a very deep aspar. The time of the Big Yosef, he said, the Big Yosef is moida that to the Magen Avraham's basic aspar, that when you move into the house, even though the mezuzah is there from before, you're having a new mitzvah. You have a new key mitzvah. Like the Kireg aspar also, you have a new key mitzvah that you weren't mekayim before. But time of the Big Yosef, but there's no esek in the mitzvah. You're not doing anything with this mitzvah. All you're doing is you're moving into the house. And I think the mitzvah is because you can't call living there doing the Maisa Mitzvah because you will live there anyway. when you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to be doing something because of the tzibur d'Rebbeinu Shalom. Hashem told me to do something. When you hang up a mezuzah, you do it. Why hang up a mezuzah? Because Hashem told you to hang up a mezuzah. The Torah says, put up a mezuzah. That's right to make a bracha on. I'm doing what the Eibishah said, told me to take a mezuzah. But I'm living in a house, which I would be living here anyway, even if not for the mitzvah, that's not any hisaskus in the mitzvah. You're not doing any hisaskus. You're not doing anything for the tzibui. If you're not doing anything for the tzibui special, more than you would do anyway, that's not right for bracha.
The person is coming to be yashiv, a different problem with this. Yes, the Mokadokum has a problem. Why the etzem is different than the mezuzah?
It doesn't matter, right?
That's where why my sister's thing was sacked by the Levisha and my mezuzah by the Kfir. Why not by the Deer?
Right.
So he's coming to the end of this, he says, because by the, you're not doing the only sacked in this. So he says that's why they were sacked.
But I think he's also using this for
the Deer. He's using it that you can't make the problem.
He's using the things that Han the Magan Abram also. He also inside. He's all part of one of his reasons why.
He why they were conveyed to the Brocha.
But he's also explaining not like the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham says to the Brocha, Lord, the Baal Shishra Mezuzah. I think he's saying, he's also coming to say that, no, that Bechal is no Chia Brocha now. He's chuk on the whole thing. He's Bechal, and that's what the Kriya brings down at the end, on his Shail also. When you move into a deer that has a Mezuzah from before, you're not doing anything to do the Kima Mitzvah.
Why is Shishra?
That's different. Now, why am I living in this sukkah, not in my house, which is more comfortable? Why am I coming into the sukkah? That's a shem mitzvah. That's not shvet. That is a saskas in mitzvah. That you're doing something that you would not do otherwise. So, I think that's just a little, he doesn't say this lashon. I think this is what Gesa means. Because you're not doing anything special for the mitzvahs. You're not doing anything different. To be a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, I'd be living here. I'd be doing the same thing anyway. I'm not doing anything special for the mitzvah. Out of the ordinary stuff. I'm not doing any. That's not a saskas for mitzvah. With this second Shana Bikki Yosef, I think we can understand the Shikul Bikki Yosef in Yerideus and Reis Tadagalam. This Bikki Yosef is in Erechaim, it's a mini test, but Bikki Yosef at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, he has a very interesting Shayla. He says a Shayla, somebody rented a house from his friend, Becheska She'en Shem Mezuzah. He made up with his friend, he asked him, is there a mezuzah? He told him no. And he said, okay, good, I'll hang up the mezuzah. And then the Maschia, the owner of the house, went to put up the mezuzah first. So then when the Seicha came along, the mezuzah was there already. And the Seicha Taina, I don't want this house. Mekach Tayyus. I'm not just looking to rent the house. I want the mitzvah of mezuzah. And now you took away from me the mitzvah of mezuzah. I'm going to go find a house where I can even kind of mitzvah of mezuzah. I don't want to rent the house with the mezuzah right. But Dafka want to have the mezuzah so I can put up a mezuzah. So the Bikki Yosef says, is that a Mekach Tayyus or not? And Hilchos Chesh Mishpat, you have to know, is that a Mekach Tayyus? Such a Taina. But the kasha is, the chayyah, it doesn't make a difference whether you hung it up with masking or you still have the mitzvah. The chayyah is quite, it's the same way we have a mitzvah every single day. It's not just our first time mitzvah hanging up the mitzvah, the mitzvah is every single day. So what's the big mekach tayis? You didn't get to hang it up, but you get to have the same mitzvah of mezuzah every single day. So poshid you can learn that the mekach tayis is on the bracha. If you move in and there was a mezuzah already, I missed out on the bracha. I'm not missing on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the same mitzvah. Like Mitzi said, the mitzvah is not hanging up the mezuzah. The mitzvah is having the mezuzah. The mitzvah is the same whether you hung it up or somebody else hung it up. But you lost on the bracha, the birchas mitzvah. And that's like the famous Gemara Chulin, that Pizayim and Aleph, that birchas mitzvah is the tiny, is the worst of Sarah Zahubim, not to move that birchas mitzvah. But if you look at the Lashon Bikki Yosef, it's more, the tiny was that it's a chasarn in the mitzvah. Like it was missing the mitzvah. That was the mekach tayis. I'm missing the mitzvah. But according to this Bikki Yosef, we can understand that this is his taina. I'm losing my hisaskas in the mitzvah. You're right, I have a mitzvah just living there. But it's a and I don't want to use the words, a klein mitzvah. This mitzvah, there's no hisaskas in the mitzvah, the way the Bikki Yosef explained before. I'm not doing anything for the mitzvah, because when I just move into a house and I live there, I would live here anyway. So I'm not doing anything for the mitzvah. So that's what he felt he was missing out. If I get to hang up the mitzvah, that's his askus in the mitzvah. That's doing something because of the tzivah. The Rebbeinu Shem gave a tzivah to have a mitzvah, so I'm doing something, I'm hanging it up. And that was his tain of a mekach tayis. The Kirega in his tshuva, he wants to go weiter with according to the first svar, which was based on the Magen Avraham, not the Bikki Yosef. Let's go with the Magen Avraham Shita. Maybe not Lalocha, but the Lamais, according to Magen Avraham, if there was a mezuzah there before, when you move in, you make a bracha. You do make a bracha. So Tayyip Kivega, according to that, will come out, the Moed Gehar, will come out that a person leaves his house, and the Kigas Lashon is, he leaves his house, Lashoris Habi, for many hours, and sometimes a person goes away, Lasakov, in his business for a few days, Lasakov could be for Pashav Panasso, or for the Bar Mitzvah, something. Kivega throws in the word Lasakov, and like, for people, Kivega, I don't think, had a Musa, were going away on vacation. It's not for no reason. It was always, the person went away for a few days, it was Lasakov, it was for a reason. But a person goes away for a few days, those few days that you're away, you're put from mezuzah. You're put from mezuzah, and you have no kiyum mitzvah. When a person's away on vacation or away on a trip, those few days, he has no kiyum mezuzah. And so, Merdek Gesvar, like, you would think that, no, it's still my house, because we're used to thinking that, you know, even when I'm away, that's my house. But the emes is, a person's dira is not what his mailing address is, you know, because the post office considers it your mailing address, that's not your dir. Your dir is where you are living that day. If that day you are a guest with somebody else, you're living by that person. That means it's all in Golas. Anyway, you know, there's no real kviyas. The kviyas is wherever you sleep that night, that's where you are. That's where you are. Sometimes you keep, if a person goes away, he has no key mitzvah mezuzah. When he comes back home, it starts off a whole new key mitzvah mezuzah. So come out, according to the Magen Avraham, that whenever a person goes away from home for a little while, then when he comes back home, he has a brand new mitzvah, mezuzah. He should make a bracha. According to Big Yosef, it's very good, because the bracha is only l'kvayim mezuzah, only when you're hanging up the mezuzah. And here you come back home, you find the mezuzah hung up and already. But according to...
According to Big Yosef, you wouldn't have to make a
bracha. Right, it's not shver. Because the same way, whenever you move into a house which has a mezuzah, you don't make a bracha. Well, for sure it's a new mitzvah. Right? So same thing over here. But over here, according to Magen Avraham, whenever you come back home from a trip, you should have to make a whole new bracha. It could be the Kvega means with this taste of Shukka Kashin Magen Avraham, because that's for sure not meant in the Goyen. People do not make a bracha every time. According to Magen Avraham, why does Magen Avraham say that? Every time you go away and come back home, why are you going to make a new bracha? Now, how long do you have to be away? The Kvega seems to be Mesufagin. He starts off saying, Meshoyis Habe for many, a number of hours, then he says, Oy lepomim lezi yamim, or for a few days. It's mashma that Mesufik, how long does it take to be mafkir the Shemdir? Kvega is moida that if you walk out for a few minutes, that doesn't take off the Shemdir. A house is not a jail. You don't have to be locked in your house 24 hours a day. People go out. That's normal of living. That is my dira. When I go out to a store, because it goes to his medicine a little bit, you know, he doesn't change where he lives. He still lives in his home. I'm not living in the shul right then. I'm not living in the store where he's shopping. But if a person goes away for a certain amount of time, if he thinks it's maybe even Shoyas Habi, many hours, or for sure if it's a few days, that already is mafkiya the Shemdir, the original Shemdir, and it becomes... And when you come back, it's a whole new mitzvah. So according to Magen Avraham, the Kriya says, Moed HaGechidosh, you have to come out, you have to make another bracha. It could be, then the Kriya is Messiah, I am Magen Avraham, Simachet, Sukkot, Yuchet. That scene, he doesn't spell out the whole Magen Avraham, but a little bit hard to understand what does that Magen Avraham have to do with anything. The Magen Avraham talks about... we're going to get that. We're going to get that. But first let's go to this. We have a minute. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's Machoikus Machaber Ramov, first takes up his talus, and he puts it back on, does he have to make a bracha? The Machaber, maybe it's Favon, that way, that first takes up his talus, even for a minute, then he has a mind to put it back on, he makes another bracha. We're not knowing that way. But no, if you have a mind to put it right back on, a person even goes to the Beis Kisei, he comes back, you know, it's not like tefillin, we do make a bracha again. But Tavlas, if you have a mind to put it on pretty quick, you don't make another bracha. The Magen Avraham Sakasha, a steer, the Mechaba actually holds that you take off a Tavlas, even for 1 minute, and when you put it back on, you make another bracha. In Hilchos Sukkah, the Mechaba Paskins, if you walk out of a Sukkah, then you come back in, you don't make another bracha. I think he means for those that make a bracha every time they walk into a sukkah, some people know it that way, or maybe he means if you come back in to eat again, even though you're coming back in to eat again, you don't make another bracha. How come by a talus is if you take it off and you put it on, you have to make another bracha? By a sukkah, if you walk out, you walk back in, you don't have to make another bracha. So I think the Kvega is being maram is to answer this, that it's not every case is the same on what's mafkiya, the first maisa. A Levisha, the amount of time it takes to mafkiya the Shem Levisha is not the same amount of time it takes to mafkiya the Shem Yeshiva the Sukkah. And that's also not the same amount of time to be mafkiya the Shem Deer. Like we're saying, first leaves his house just for a few minutes, that doesn't take off the Shem Dira. It's still your house. He's still living in your house. Like just outside now for a few minutes. So it takes a longer amount of time to leave your house to take off that Shem Dira to be considered a new Maisa Dira, to be Mechayiv and a new Bracha, than it takes to take off the Shem Yeshiva and the Sukkah. And a Sukkah, for example, if you leave your house for, let's say, an hour or two, I would say that's not Mafkid Hashem Dira. That doesn't take off the Mitzvah Mezuzah. Even though I'm outside for 2-3 hours, that's a normal thing to be outside for 2-3 hours, and when I come back, it's all one Dira. It's not a new Maisa Mitzvah Mezuzah. But 2-3 hours could be enough to take off the Shem Yeshiva Sukkah. I leave my Sukkah for 2-3 hours and then I come back, that's already long enough to take off the Shem Yeshiva Sukkah. It's a new Maisa Yeshiva. It's a new Maisa living in the Sukkah. For Sukkah will be a new Bracha. And for Talus, it could be even less. For Talus, just taking it off for a minute and putting it back on is a new Maisa Levisha. So every single thing, you have to look at it, how long it takes to be Mafkiya the first Maisa. Levisha takes a shorter amount of time to be Mafkiya the Shem Levisha and to have a new Shem Levisha for Talus. A short amount of time. Sukkah is a little bit longer, and Mezuzah is even longer than that. I think that's the Kivik Zemes. Then there's a then the Kivik is Mitzayin. Interesting. I am going to rum some chafanos of cotton bays. You have to know what he means with that. That's a shukam going to rum that brings down the Indian that the mechaber paskins that a person does not have to sleep with a talis cotton. But we pass in that Laila is not Zman Sitzis, and a person does not have to sleep with Tans Cotton. But the Magen Rambam means down the famous Vekisvi Ari Kosov and the Rizal, the Shteda, Pi Soich, Yesha Shachar, the Laila with Tans Cotton. At night, a person should sleep with Tans Cotton. Or maybe, and being Zeraya, Mahayda Minim, I'm quoting the Lashon, maybe Mahayda Minim Pekdal and Benachas, there's a Gemar Benachas, famous Gemar from Gimel Beis, that the Gemar says, Maisa, Kimin Shiro, David asked me, Orim, Beis of Mechas. When David Menach was in the Beis of Mechas, he said he found himself that he has no mitzvahs. He said, "I'm a oily shini arim in a mitzvahs. I'm arim. I'm naked from a mitzvahs." Because he felt he has no tzitzis, he has no tefillin, he has no tayra, he has no mitzvahs. So, fakta rizal v'kasha lomu yomakim belayin asher gantim norim. Why did he say that night also? At night also, when he was sleeping, he had no tayra, he had no tzitzis, he had no tefillin. So the Magen Rambam says the rizal means right from here. It must be at night that David Melch slept with tzitzis. Must be something. That's why he didn't have this problem at night. He only felt arm and even mitzvahs in the base of Mechas, not at night. That's his right.
He's not
still having mitzvahs. Yeah, it always bothered me that Rizal. My mitzvah is no mitzvah. What do you accomplish? It is a shred. That's what I was going to ask also on the whole kasha of the Rizal. The Gemara in Sukkah says the Dovah Melech never slept on a sheet in Nishmi in more than 60 breaths.
First of all,
it was such a short amount of time, and it could be he was even supposed to be Rachashin that time in Torah, and Beis HaMechatz was a little bit longer than maybe sheet in Nishmi. And it wasn't maybe, it definitely wasn't supposed to be Rachashin, Beis HaMechatz was not Torah. But the Maisa is the Rizal. The Rizal says the Shraya. But the Magen Rambam is a different kasha. The Magen Rambam says the Dvar Divi Kabbalah and the Kabbalah. So the Magen Rambam starts off at the Echeres. First of all, everything the Rizal says is the Vikabona, we makabal it. Avon Ladin Yeshuva. But the basic raya we could answer. The Yeshlim, the Belay, Akaponim, Hoyle, Mezuzu, the Pisrei, Hashem, Kibim, Echatz. At night, the reason why David Melach didn't feel he was Aram in the Mitzvah is because at night he had a Mezuzah. He had a Mezuzah. Hashem, Kibim, the Mechatz, in the Mechatz, there is no Mezuzah. So what does Vikivega want with this, Magen Abraham? I think he's asking Akasha. Even when you're in the Mechatz, but you still have a Mezuzah in your house, why didn't David Melach feel he had a Mitzvah in his house? But he still has a key mitzvah. Oh, so some of them were yesterday in the Kivega. I saw that. They asked in the Kivega that maybe the double mouth wanted to be somehow surrounded by mitzvahs. Like when he was in his house, he was surrounded by mitzvahs. That was his main problem. And over here, he wasn't surrounded by the mitzvah. Oh, the Kivega isn't going that way. The Kivega went, there was no key mitzvah. So the Kivega wants to be in Uriah that when a person's away from his home, he's not home, he's in the Mechatz. In those days, the Mechatz was out of the house. Interesting, even double mouth, he was a king in Melch, he had a palace. But he also didn't have indoor plumbing. He had to go out to the Mechatz. Interesting, but then.
So what? That's a room.
What? Could be a different room. Oh, so he had no key in that room.
Right.
Okay.
Even if you're B'nai Ba'is,
yeah. We're going to get to that. But the Kirig is being Shulga Reif and Smuggin of Rome, then a person is away from his mezuzah, he has no key in a mitzvah at that time. So Kirig does see such a lotion. He throws in his spot when a person goes away from home, let's say a lazy yomim, he has no kiyam mitzvah. When he comes back, it's mitzvah tasova. When he's away, he has no key mitzvah. And he has this line. The gam b'nei basic p'turim. Even while he's away, the nei bayis that leaves at home, they're potter for mezuzah. They ain't a bayis from the hem, because they don't own the bayis. They don't own it, they're not renting it. Vavi kadova bayis shula. His children and his family are like living in a bayis shula, like a borrowed house. A bayis shula, borrowed house, mezuzah is potter for mezuzah. So they have no key mitzvah. That's what Kivega says. My father told this to Kivega. What is he adding with these words? What does Kivega have to throw in that the Bnei Bayis that he's leaving home a potter for mezuzah? Even if the Bnei Bayis would be chayv in mezuzah, what does that do with him? Kivega's mentioning mezuzah. The you have the same aura, whether the Bnei Bayis is chayv or not. This is my father's time for the question of Kivega. What is this whole extra line he's getting in? The whole shang is going to get you. When you go away for 2 days, you're potter. When you come home, you're chayv. What's the time whether the kids were mekayim the mitzvah that time or not? That's what I wanted to say. I think it's Kivega's story. The Kivega's story is that if the Bnei Bayis be Mechuyev and Mezuzah, that would be your dira because your children are there. A person's dira is not only where he lives. Where do you live? Your dira is two things. I live there and my children live there and my family lives there. The fact that my family is still there, so I'm still using the dira. It's still my dear, whether I'm there or not, but the fact that they're there, the Golem, because of them, it'll be my dear. But that's what the Kivega says, no. But since they buy a bet and pot them, by them it has a din by a Shu'ula, that's why you can't shtel and say, because of the family living there, that's called your dear either. That's the Chayb Shatman of Kivega thing. But then there's another kasha that the Nachasi, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, you have Nachasi, which is from the Mechaber Pesachei Tshuva. We have two svarim from the Pesachei Tshuva. We have Pesachei Tshuva on the bottom, and on the side we have, which is more of a Likut than a Mardik Likut, and on the side we have a Nachas Tzvi, more of his Aris. And Yerideus, in Rishta Lagan, on the base, he reads on the Kivega, and he asks what the Vitzi asked before, that there's another halacha in Yerideus, in the beginning of Simon Rish Pei Bov, that a base Oitz is also Chayv and Mezuzah. The person uses a storage house, it's Chayv and Mezuzah. So, in fact, the Nachas Tzvi, what's the Kivega's problem, Taina, that if a person goes away for a few days, he's part of a mezuzah. Why is he still having a mezuzah on his Beis Eitzah? He's leaving all his things, his clothing, his furniture. There's a lot of the Gemara in Baba Tzia that I'm involved. The Gemara is on the definition of Chigavra at the Eloi, let's say, like Chum. There's a person that doesn't own anything. The Gemara is talking about Kinyanim over there. But the same thing over here. A person that doesn't own anything, he owns things. He left them at home. The Chayra, it should be Chayav al Beis Eitzah. So I wanted to answer that. It could be the Teretz is that base oitza is a base oitza if you use it strictly for storage house. But once you use it for a base dira, the shem base oitza is bottled to the shem base dira. When you look at your house, you don't look at it as a base oitza. When you look at your house, you look at it as a base dira, a place where you live. It's also base oitza, but the base oitza is bottled to the shem base dira. It becomes the ikka shem base dira. As meila, that's the kirigas far. When a person goes away from home, it's not his base dira. And it's also never considered a base eitz. You never call your house a storage house, because the storage is bottled to the living space, the fact that you live there. The shem beis dira is the ikka. And now it's not a dira either, because I'm not living there. We still don't consider base eitz, because the whole, we never consider base eitz. Part on chayr. Yeah, the shit down and is always a shit.
That's
din bayis. Chayr, yeah. Then someone showed me that the Bemis is a chayr. This far that I'm saying is a chayr peish a taz. There's a taz in some Resh Pei Vav Sifkat Nira that talks about stores. Chanuya shebeshukim. The taz she did is maybe a zacher on this. I think developed is a machme. Maybe I'm not sure what they do with a bracha. But the taz paskin is that a store is part of a mezuzah. A person has a grocery store, any store, it's part of a mezuzah. The taz's reason is he says it's not a base deer, because since you're only there in the daytime and you don't sleep there at night, that's not a shem deer. Shem deer, it has to be where you sleep there. You don't sleep there, it's not called a base deer. He shows it to Allah and Chesh Mishpat and Makuf Mem Sifches, and then Chazak of Ches Dimshan and Babasa. But the whole, you remember from in Perikhes Sabbat, and then you have Cheskim Shon, a person could be there 3 years. If he's not there at night, doesn't sleep there at night, that's not called a Chazaka. We live at night, it's called living. And if you're not there at night, remain in a store, it's not called a Beis Dira. And then the Taz adds on, it's not considered a Beis Leitza either, even though in your store you're keeping all your things, we don't consider Beis Leitza, because the Shem Beis Leitza is bottled to the Shem Chanut. to Shem Chanuf, to the store, to the fact that it's a store. You don't look in like a store, it's just looking like a place to sell things.
Right.
Now, the Shem Chanuf is not Chayiv Mezuzah because it's not a deer, because you don't live there.
But
the warehouse is not considered a warehouse either, because, if it'd be Mamash a warehouse, that would be Chayiv Mezuzah.
The warehouse for the store, no?
If you have a the warehouse room, maybe, but the room that you're selling and the room that you stay in a whole day and you stay there to sell, no, you don't look at it like a Beis Yosef, because you're looking like a place where I'm there to sell. And a chanus, and the place where you sell is part of because you're not there at night. But the Shem Beis Yosef is bottled to the Shem Chanus. So you have three things. You have either it's a Shem Dira, or it's a Shem Chanus, the store, or it's a Shem Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef is bottled to Shem Chanus. And the Shem Chanus. Whatever Beis Yosef is, it's 24 hours a day. It's day and night. Maybe that's the reason. Whatever Beis Yosef is, it's day and
night.
No, it's not night. The night is empty. And you're not using it. You're not there. So that's what the Tassel is for. That it's not. You don't call it Beis Yosef. You consider it. It would be strictly Beis Yosef. That's a Beis Yosef. But this is really a chanus, and chanus is a chayvim mezuzah. So that would be in the chayvim mezuzah also. That your house, when you don't have the chanus step in the middle, but it's either Beis Dira or Beis Yosef, and the house is not a Beis Yosef, because the Shem Beis Yosef is bottled to the Shem Beis Dira, and when you go away from home, it loses the chiv of Dira, of Mizuz of Dira. That's Kiregas Farad, you're not chayv al Seder. Later, I still want to say for Avram, I'll tell you, from Avram Gerwitz, Shiva and Eitzarl, she was named Moshe together with the Shem Shechta. He has a say on Chumash Parashat Ekev. He stells also on this kashrut of Kibega. Why does Kibega say that when you go away for a few days, you put the mezuzah? Why is it in the Beis Eitzah? He says a different teretz. He wants to say it could be Beis Eitzah is really chayev midin Beis Dira, because you use the Beis Eitzah. You're always going in and out to get things. You're going in to get a bottle of wine or whatever you keep over there in your Beis Eitzah. You're going in and out. So that's real chayev Beis Eitzah is based on Beis Dira, because it's something that you use the storage room of your house. You use the storage. You're going in constantly. Is Mamela, when you go away for a few days, the same reason you put on Beis Dira, you'd be putting Beis Eitzah also. I'm not using the Beis Eitzah. That's this far.
He doesn't talk about the Taz.
But you don't need the Taz this far. But with the Taz this far, we could also explain it, right? The nice.
You never go with it.
Anyway.
You never go into an automated Beis Eitzah.
Yeah.
You hold the spot from the
I hear what you're saying, but what about Beis Yosef? That person goes in once every few months, you know, he gets his supplies once every few months.
So then he has a problem. But let's say you have one man, nobody goes in.
Okay, I know there's a shayla, they talk about chassanim that move into a new construction, they're the first ones coming in, there's no mezuzah there before, they're putting up the mezuzahs. A lot of chassanim like to bring their things a few weeks before they move in, before the chasna. So if you still have some, they're bringing in some furniture and they're bringing in the pots and pans, and they want. So the shayla is the mechuyev mezuzah al Beis Yosef.
That's more than 30 days.
So once you bring your things in, but you didn't move in yet, so they talk about the Skivega. The Skivega is mashma that since it's a base deer, we don't consider a base Yosef. But Nachar be totally in these two terutzim. If we're going with the, let's say, this Ramsar, that the Beis Yosef is only chayav that you use it on a daily basis, and over here, since you didn't move in yet, you're not using it on a daily basis, Yitaka will not be chayav al Beis Yosef. But if you're going with our Svara, that the Beis Yosef is bottled to Shem Beis Dira, maybe that's only after you move in. But before you move in, it's not a Beis Dira, it's strictly Beis Yosef. So the first, let's say, he brings his things in 6 weeks before the chasana to the apartment, then those 6 weeks is strictly Beis Yosef. So maybe you would be chayav in Mezuzah. So that's what they talk about this problem. A friend of mine, Zevi Kleinbody, asked me at Santa Gasha, is a famous goyin. He says on the Gemara in Shabbos, Nafkus Nanala from the Beis, the Gemara says that Layishin Adam Bei Sechivi, a person should not sleep alone in the house. The famous person, Peter Gemara, a person not supposed. Some people do it, but the nice Gemara says you should not sleep alone in the house. But there's a famous goyin. The goyin says that on Sukkot, the person's allowed to sleep in a sukkah alone. Shema Mitzvah Yedid Davarah. Success. Because since you're doing a mitzvah sukkah, you're not asleep in a sukkah alone. It's no problem of leishin adam yichid v'layah in a sukkah. So, because you're doing a mitzvah. So, yes, miyakasha, even in a house, what's the problem? According to the kivega, whenever you sleep in a house, you'd be making the mitzvah of mezuzah. If not for the kivega, you would say that the mitzvah mezuzah is whether I'm there or not. Whether I'm in the house or not, it has nothing to do with my being there. But according to the kivega, if I'm not there, I have the mitzvah mezuzah. So now that I'm here, I'm being mechanic by sleeping here. It's amazing. It should be like sukkah. So Hashem is here the rest. So what's the whole problem with
it?
Yes, all right. It could be. It could be telling you how long you have to be away. Like you were saying before, if maybe one night if it's a minimum of 2 days to take off the Shem Dira, so my being here one night is not creating the mitzvah. But the truth is that, but even when Gregor says you have to be there every night. If you're not there every night, you wouldn't have a mitzvah. So the fact that I'm here at night, the chayr, that should be sure mitzvah.
And you said before that you have to be there.
It's getting late, but it's very late actually. But I answered him, I told him, I think the terrace is bichalik. By sukkah, the sleeping in the sukkah is the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the yeshiva of the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah. That's shem mitzvah. Over here by mezuzah, the sleeping in the house, maybe it's at night, you mechuyev mezuzah. If I won't be sleeping here, I won't be mechuyev mezuzah. But that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is having the mezuzah. It's not the ma'aseh sleeping in the house. Maybe you don't have shem mitzvah either the
vera. I have two houses, and he sleeps half an hour in one, half an hour in the other.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I didn't want to say you had something to list. We spoke about last week on this feeling pretty late, but okay. You know, we're going to say it was so late anyway. We're going to say it very quickly. We spoke about last week, Matzah Marcus Esvara, that a Kabbat Tziba is not Hashem every Yachid. A Kabbat Tziba is a Magman Shifis. It's Hashem Tziba. My father was married me to Taisus. He said, Bamis should be telling you the Taisus. Taisus is beginning Mok Shnagu in Psachim. Taisus brings down a famous Yishami that Yom HaVos Kabbonai, the day a person means a Kabbat, he's Asaba Malacha. A day a person brings a carbon, it's famous Yisham, he takes what says even the rice, it's not the Taisus, that day a person brings a carbon, he's also to do any malacha. So Taisus Akasha, every day Klai Yisrael brings a carbon tamid. How could they do malacha? Everybody brings a carbon every single day. So Taisus answers, Al-Kocha, Al-Kocha, Chayrachman, because this is Vesachta de Ganecha. The Taisus does say, Vesachta de Ganecha, people have to work. If you're going to go say every day everyone's as also do malacha because of the carbon, then mi yasef len dogon, who's going to do vesach de genecha? That's his step. So Menachem Zembe is moir on this text. The Chayyuk say another text. You could say a kavan tziba, this far. You must say a kavan tziba is not Hashem kol yachad v'yachad. The kavan tziba is Hashem the tziba v'chal. That's why it's not as every yom havas kabani. But from Taisus Kasha, Taisus is that everyone should be like Yom HaVos Kabbonai because of the Kabbon Tomit. You have a raya, and not like a Machmaket Svara. The Kabbon Tomit is also Hashem Kli Yach V'Yachad. That's the problem. It's great.